Welcome to the Almost Daily Podcast for January 2nd, 2024. I am your host, Daryl Perry, and I'm just wondering how long it's going to take for me to start writing 2024 instead of wanting to just put 2023 on everything. I feel like as I get older, the time it takes for me to make this change seems to be a little bit longer and longer. So hopefully by the spring and summer, hopefully I'll have made the change. But while we're on that topic, before we really get into our topics, how long does it typically take you to make the transition from one year to the next when you're writing stuff down? Yeah, of course, since we are in January, start of a new year, people have goals, people have resolutions. And one thing that I do want to remind you of is that you have the power to change how you see everything in the world, but ultimately that starts with how you see yourself. Now, when you talk about something like this, what somebody's going to tell you is that you choose the types of things that you consume. That's, of course, podcasts, books, movies, all that stuff. You do choose the people that you surround yourself with most of the time, or I think probably a better way of looking at it, you actually control the level of access that people have to you. I think that's actually a better way of looking at it. And you can change. And the story that you are telling yourself about the type of person that you are, that can change. So we'll dive into these three areas where we can change one at a time. But I think the thing here is this is never absolute. You guys hear me talk a lot of times where I'll say if I'm doing something 85% of the time, if I'm viewing something 85% of the time, that to me is lasting change. Because I've created this new way of seeing myself or seeing a situation or seeing something. And if I can switch back to that 85% of the time, I'm very happy about that. Because you're never going to be 100% perfect, partly because think about this. The way that we see ourselves is something that has been cultivated and reinforced our entire life. So just saying, hey, I'm going to do things differently, I think automatically you have to build in just continual grace for yourself because you're never going to be 100% with any of that stuff. Now, when we're talking about the stuff that we consume, you guys are probably well aware of all of these self-development, self-help, personal development, whatever you want to call it, stuff that's out there. I challenge you, if you're going to be changing the content you consume, make something fun. Something fun. It could be a thing for me. I love watching YouTube videos on abandoned malls. I also like pro wrestling. You know, like these are things that allow me to take a break from what's going on in the day, what's going on in life, and just really enjoy myself. So I hope that you have that as well. Could be music. And music doesn't always have to be like, this is my productivity playlist. Like I think when people are looking to change, we look a lot at, we have to, everything has to be optimized. We're essentially looking at ourselves as if we're some kind of supercomputer. And I think you really start to miss out on life with that. So I would look at this as more of kind of an addition over subtraction thing, where you're adding new things in. You're adding things that you enjoy. Yes, you may read something that's around development, or you might subscribe to a new podcast or watch a new YouTube channel. But make sure that you have some stuff in there that you enjoy as well. Now, when we're talking about the people that you surround yourself with, you've heard that you are the makeup of the five people that you surround yourself around. Okay, let's look at this in a little bit of a different way. I would actually recommend auditing who you are right now. How do you see yourself? How do you see yourself right now today? And compare that to how you want to see yourself. Where do you want to be? And I'm not going to say like a five-year plan, but like, where do you want to see yourself at? And don't put a time limit on it because you never know how long it's going to take. You put a time limit on it, you can be extraordinarily frustrated if you're not hitting some kind of benchmark as far as progress on change, or it might be something that you just, it clicks for you relatively quickly. Like you just start to see things a little bit differently. And then, you know, so I would, you know, when we're talking about this, give yourself time, one, to make change. And then when we're talking about the people and the level of access that they have to us, like when you see how you see yourself, they're like, okay, the people in my life, who really lines up that's going to help me get to where I want to be? And by the way, the people in your life are probably going to be doing the same. They should be doing the same thing when it comes to you. Maybe you're not providing the type of value in their life that they want, and that's okay. And then we get into the nuanced thing, whereas, okay, just because people aren't providing 100% value, do I cut them out completely? No. That's why we're talking about levels of access. Once you know who you are and what you want, then you can start looking at who has, you know, what the levels of access are and who has them. And, you know, I think a lot of times this is a concept that when we think about, when we see content around development and the people in our lives, it becomes very absolute, cut and dry the way it's presented. Whereas, okay, you can only interact with these people because these people are going to get you to where you want to be. That's not how human relationships work. We're not just productivity robots, right? So, you know, but really, again, and you got to be patient with yourself here too, because if you're evaluating who has access to you and to what level, you're going to, this is another thing where you're going to slip back into old thought patterns. So getting frustrated with yourself is absolutely counterproductive. However, you got to give yourself the cushion or the leeway to forgive yourself when you do slip back, because again, you are not a productivity machine. So when we're thinking about the people that have access to us in life, we control to which level. And then, you know, I have found that if you're very clear on the type of people that you want in your life and the type of person that you want to be ultimately, then people that fit those characteristics, you see them clearly. It's like when you buy a vehicle and you hadn't seen the vehicle out anywhere, and then you buy it, you see it everywhere. Well, you've put that filter on. So you now have the filter of the type of person that you are. So it now stands out. People stand out to you when they actually, you know, are similar to that, or they have aspects of that, right? And you're going to do the same thing for them. Now, when we talk about how you, you know, changing how you view yourself, this is a very, very big thing to talk about, because a lot of people think they're imposters, right? Like they're going to fake it until they make it. But then if you start really buying into fake it until you make it in your head, you're like, I haven't made it yet. So then you feel like you're an imposter. But it truly, you know, when I said before, if you decide what type of person that you're going to be, and sometimes it clicks for you relatively quickly, that is like, that's just that you took action on something and it really felt in line with how you saw yourself and how you saw where your capabilities were. So I think when you're deciding, you know, how you're going to see yourself, when you really start to dig in and you start to treat yourself with kindness and compassion, but you're also able to be honest and direct with yourself, I think things do fall in line relatively quickly. So that's what I have for you today. As always, I appreciate you listening wherever you're listening to the podcast, whether that's Spotify, Apple Podcast, iHeart, wherever it is that you listen. If you're watching on YouTube, I always appreciate you guys viewing there. If you want to get in touch with me, the easiest way to do that is to head to darylperry.com. That's darylperry.com. You've got my social media profiles linked up there. Best places for that, you can reach me on Instagram. I'm at Daryl T. Perry there. Give me a follow. Follow me on TikTok. I'm at Daryl Perry there. Probably those two. Those two are the main ones, because you're, and of course, if you're not already subscribed on YouTube, go ahead and do that. I'm at Daryl T. Perry on YouTube. So, but you can always head to darylperry.com and get all the things that that I'm working on and that I'm up to. So thank you as always for listening. Thank you as always for watching. And I will talk to you again real soon.